Hello everyone. So here is the task three. Let's talk about English. As for me, I think I'm so thankful that I got opportunity to study English, that I have money for some education. So I am really lucky and I am aware of it. Even though I have been studying English for several years, I still feel that it's not anything extraordinary or awesome. So I knew very well that still there is a lot of work and there are so many weak sides, like to extend vocabulary and things like this. I should work on it. So thinking about the past, here in the Czech Republic, we couldn't study English. You know, we have been under the control of Russia. And we could study only Russian language. So when I started with languages, I have studied the Russian language for 2 years. Luckily then, we got rid of communists. Here was revolution. We got freedom and also we got opportunity to study English, French, German, Spanish, whatever. So I decided to go for English and I don't regret. Because, as you can see, English is a worldwide language number one. When I studied at grammar school, I can say that the quality of teachers, I mean, we didn't have so many English teachers, good English teachers, because all those Russian teachers started studying English. So, you know, they were just maybe two lessons ahead. And you can imagine the quality of such education. Anyway, I was again lucky because we had a teacher. She left. She spent, I don't know, some years in the USA. So I was lucky to come across such a teacher because she was very strict on one hand, and on the other hand, she was very, very, I would say, motivating. You know, she promised each and every year to us, her students, that we all would fail. Luckily, it has never happened. She taught us grammar in English, everything in English, and I think that it's the best way how to learn something. So I'm very, very thankful to this teacher. Later, I can say here at university or there are many language centers I attended, it's about good luck. If you have a good luck, you just can come across good teacher and then that everything is awesome. But also, I met teachers and the quality of their way of teaching wasn't anything awesome because they just blindly follow the book. And this is something I could do at home, not with the teacher, not to pay for this. So I was also many times disappointed. Anyway, 2 years ago, my friend called me and asked me to attend English course with her. And I just felt like, well, but I'm not at such good level because she told me that she would like to take a Cambridge exam. She assured me that everything was gonna be fine, so I decided to go for it, to take risk. I started studying English and started attending this course where we just were preparing for this exam with other students. In the end, I passed, and I can say that I don't regret because it was challenging and you know I didn't have a clue that it would be so stressful, especially exam itself, and I was pregnant, so there were so many ex-students and they all were staring at me like, oh my god, was this some woman with belly? So it must have been something very interesting for them. So, what about education and the kids? I mean, when to start teaching kids English? I personally find a little bit not good to start teaching English at the age of 2 or 3 years. Because, you know, I just think that first of all, kids should be comfortable or should feel fine with their native language later, maybe at the age of 4, 5, maybe more even 6. It's high time to add another one language. So this is my opinion. And what about English in my job? You know, at work I don't use English and I'm very sad about it. This is the only one thing which forced me to think about changing my profession, because I just simply regret that I can't use English. I miss something like this. I miss the opportunity to use English at work to communicate with native speakers, with clients. So let's see what's gonna happen in the future. And the last thing, I don't think that English will be one day beaten by another one language, because I just find it so, English is so spread that there is no chance. Maybe Russian language started being here again spread, but hard to guess. And actually, you know, here in Europe, we also talk German. So I can say that there are countries where German is even preferred to English. So, and I came across it because this summer holiday I spent in Hungary, and there was a big problem. They didn't know English. So, guys, I think that's all I would like to tell and share. So, looking forward to listening to your records, and thank you for listening to me. Bye.